Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Just real quick, I was looking at Post Malone from the FIFA game yesterday.
The World Cup.
His t-shirt says, I just hope both teams have fun.
Yeah.
Is that real?
He can get away with it, but not Elmo.
That's like something that I would say. I just hope both teams have fun.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You and Posty, we get along.
Exactly.
I love that guy so much. And that belt buckle,
especially,
good God.
Well, we don't have a dog in the fight. Of course he can say that.
Yeah, that's pretty
U.S.
funny.
Got knocked out quite a ways back. So have fun with it, Posty.
Katie wanted to do a coffee update. It's a coffee update with Katie.
Yes. Well, you know how much I love it. You know how much I need my coffee. And I found this story that says up to 5 cups of coffee a day, it may potentially lower your heart disease risk. So we're talking stroke, diabetes, and heart failure, all these things in this study where we're seeing a noticeable lower risk when you drink coffee. And they're just saying regular coffee consumption in general. Like, you don't have to have those 5 cups. Like, if you just have a cup a day, it'll work for you as well. But,
what?
Jeremy,
what?
This is the part that I really
wanted
to talk to you about, because it really matters how you prepare your coffee.
Well, that's the thing. You can't fill it with a bunch of crap,
no,
right?
No, that's not even it, Jeremy. That's not it. It's something different. So this, the good benefits only
French press?
The French press is really bad for you.
Oh, it's bad?
It's bad for you.
I want a French press, though.
So strictly, this study is strictly for paper filtered or instant coffee. So when you heat it up like that, apparently, here's the thing. They're saying the French press, espresso, or Turkish coffee, those retain a natural compound called cafestol that raises your LPL, the bad cholesterol, and that can clog your arteries over time. So if you're drinking a lot of coffee that you've prepared that way, it's actually bad for you.
I do paper filter now, but
so
I've been eyeing the French press.
I know you have, and that's why I'm telling you. And I don't
Which to me, that also sounds like a pretty awesome Kama Sutra move.
The French press.
That's a different
story. Babe,
you
want to try the French press tonight?
Now you got everybody thinking.
Yeah,
but
think about it.
I wanted to tell you this because I know that you've been thinking of going to the
French
press.
I've been looking at them.
And I will tell you, I've done French press before and I love it.
Yeah.
It's so tasty. That little film of bubbles on the top of
it. Yeah, I want some film of bubbles.
It tastes so good. But apparently those bubbles are what's bad for us. So if you're going to be drinking coffee, make sure it is the paper filtered. Don't miss me with that instant coffee. I ain't trying to drink that.
No.
It's still okay if you crush your own beans. Crush the beans.
I do that right before the French press.
Yeah, you do. Hashtag crush the beans. But yeah, just make sure you're staying on the healthy side of drinking coffee. Because I know you drink a lot of it like I do, at least consistently.
It's my morning, for sure. It's morning. You know, I go to bed at night thinking about my cup of coffee in the morning. I've made a little switch up. I'm kind of sick and tired of reading about all the artificial sweeteners because I was a stevia guy.
Yeah.
And just sugar in general. I know this still has sugar in it, but I switched to the blue agave recently.
Yeah.
It's like putting syrup or honey in your coffee. It's the blue agave.
It's supposed to be
more natural.
Better.
It's sweeter than sugar. And I'm going to tell you, game changer.
Yeah.
It tastes really good.
Yeah.
I've really, really good.
I started putting maple syrup in my coffee. So same thing. Like, and good maple syrup, like the good stuff. So
suppose I could do that. It just seems a little more natural.
Than sugar.
Than, yes.
Yes.
Than all this, stevia and I picked up a thing of monk fruit too, but it was like mixed with something as well that was science.
Yeah. See people with their monk fruit and I'm like, miss me with your monk fruit, right?
Monk fruit right now is such a status symbol, I've noticed. It's like you turn your nose up at the regular sugar people.
Do you have monk fruit?
Oh, do you have monk fruit here? Because it's like so expensive, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Monk fruit is a status thing.
You're
going right
to pay a pretty penny for your monk fruit.
You don't monk fruit?
Yeah. But blue agave, that's a good move.
That's pretty. That's a close behind the monk fruit, though.
But don't buy a French agave press. Promise me you won't be buying a French press now.
I promise.
Okay, good.
All right, thank you. A couple of the big stories floating around this weekend. Of course, everyone's still talking about the explosive diarrhea. Did you get it, Katie?
I did not. Oh, I've never been so worried about it, though. Every little tummy rumble, I'm like,
Is this it?
Oh! Yeah.
A little later on the show, probably in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about Katie's boyfriend that came to town.
No.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Katie's booty call that came to town. And
we'll take that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. And I, the text I sent you this weekend about pooping. So we'll dive into that. Anyway, I guess officials have officially linked a Taylor Farms lettuce plant in Mexico to the Cyclospora, the parasite that is causing this diarrhea. Taylor Farms did issue a recall notifying customers that the lettuce shipped to about, I think it was like 30 states or something, has been contaminated. A lot of it was shipped to the Taco Bell locations.
Oh, no.
Which is where they're thinking is ground zero of all this.
Oh, poor
Taco. Oh. This was on the news last night, and my son's like, oh, Taco Bell. I was like, this is why you don't eat fast food. they say that none of their branded salads or kits are associated with this. So I guess that would be like the bag salads.
Yeah.
So people worried about,
Much of the product is being recalled that was sold in larger bags to food service operations like the restaurants. The bags were iceberg lettuce blended with romaine. They say that, though, they're still being kind of, confusing in their statements. They're not listing off complete distribution centers or stores or full restaurants that receive their product. There's, like, no full list that they're putting out. So
don't they have to do that?
I know. I'm like, why?
Like,
why are you not doing that?
If they caused an outbreak of this size and this standard, like, they would do their due diligence in making sure people don't get sick. What the heck?
Due diligence, right?
If that's what you pick up, that's funny.
They say, this story says, it makes you wonder if Taylor Farms even knows the full extent of the compromised foods.
They probably don't.
They're saying 5,000 individuals have been sickened by this in at least 34 states. So there you go.
There's got to be more, too.
There's going to be more.
There's going to be way more.
We went out to one of those casual dining places over the weekend, and I looked down as they were making my sandwich, and there was like no lettuce.
Yeah, they've taken it off the menu.
Smart move. Mm-hmm. Then Josh and I were laughing on Friday because McDonald's was making a big deal about releasing this brand new Caesar salad. Yes. It's the new Caesar salad from McDonald's.
Poor timing.
Bad timing. Okay, and then how about this story? My wife and I were talking about this last night. Two men are suing a North Dakota hospital, Katie. That's where you're from.
It's crazy.
After they say they were switched at birth 38 years ago. Here's one of the guys talking about it.
January 26, 1988, only Kyle and I were born in that hospital that day. It's the only time we've ever been together.
My aunt Martha and I were on Ancestry.com. I had done further DNA testing on my raising mom, Evelyn Newton, that came out conclusively that, you know, she was biologically my brother's mom, but she didn't match with me on the platform. We kind of concluded and said, basically, look, Kyle, you were switched at birth.
Look, Kyle. So it's this guy named Kyle and Jeremy. Only two kids born in that hospital in North Dakota.
Do they say what town it's 38? In?
No, I don't have that here. But they were accidentally sent home with the wrong family.
So there was only two kids there, and they made the mistake. And they switched those two?
That's North Dakota for you.
It really is. And if I'm thinking, okay, Grafton, no way. So Grafton, North Dakota, again, these are small towns. Mm-hmm. When you think of the size of these towns, Grafton population, let's see what that is. I bet you it's under 2,000 people.
So this is why there was only two kids born.
Why? If they're like, there's two kids.
Mark, one with a Sharpie,
like,
right?
This is your job.
3,900, by the way.
3,900 people in this town. And it's like, they didn't figure it out. Like, there's only so many people. That's what gets me. It's one thing if this happens
in a
town of millions.
Honest mistake.
It's just so, like, that blows my mind.
40 years later, and you find out you were sent home with the wrong family. What do you do? Do you try to get to know your real family?
I think you would. I would. I'd want to at least reach out and be like, hey,
your son.
You want to get to know me? You may not have dodged a bullet. We don't know.
And let's then what does that do to your parents that took you home, that raised you all those years?
Yeah.
That love you. You guys have developed a bond over 40 years.
It's,
what happens to that?
It's going to create some kind of
tension. It was all a scam.
For sure. But I think, like, if it was me, I would definitely at least want to reach out and talk to this family that I'm quote unquote from and know nothing about. Like, Wouldn't the curiosity get you? Wouldn't it you want would. To know?
I started talking with my wife about this. I was like, wouldn't you be pissed if you found out the family you're supposed to go home with were like multimillionaires?
See, that's where I
and
get
like
that.
Completely set for life. And say you were with another, the family that raised you that really struggled and you're having a hard time. You're like, man, I missed out.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that.
And then do you go to that family and be like, hey, I'm really yours. You want to let me in on a little bit of cash?
And would you try and get some money? Like, because I'm sure you could. I don't know what the legalities
know you,
of it are.
I mean,
but...
like.
I that they would know you are essentially a stranger,
Yeah.
even though you are blood.
Yeah,
the whole thing is fascinating to me. It really, really
well,
is.
Well, what it really
and
shines,
how complicated it would be now.
What it really shines a light on to me is how often did this happen, and we just don't know about it. How many people are walking around out there who are part of another family, and they don't even know because these two found out because of the ancestry stuff. There's lots of people who haven't done that. I've never done one of those things. I've never seen what my lineage is.
You and your sisters look like twins,
and
though, so you're good.
And you're from North Dakota.
Exactly.
Who knows?
This could have happened. So,
who knows?
You know, like, I just think that this happens a lot more than we think.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're probably right. You're probably right. But that's a wild story for sure. Got us talking over the weekend. Oof. Last week, an employee with a portable toilet company in Kansas City went to collect a porta potty, but it was locked. The worker shouted that, hey, I'll give you 10 minutes in there, but when I come back, I got to collect this thing. Well, the 10 minutes went by. The guy came back. He knocked. It was still locked. The worker said, you need to get out now. And the guy inside said, I can't get out because I can't reach the door.
Oh.
So he called the cops. The cops came, forced the door open, didn't see anybody inside at first. And then this happened.
They looked inside and didn't see anybody. The lid was closed. No one was in the restroom. It kind of startled them. All of a sudden, a head popped out of the toilet and he said, I'm in here. He told them he was retrieving a Mountain Dew bottle that he dropped in from the night before. After it was cut open, the man was able to exit the toilet. Fire department did hook up water to their truck and gave him a free shower.
Yeah. So the guy says that he was in the porta in the old honey bucket because he had dropped his Mountain Dew down in there and he went in to get it.
You wouldn't just buy another one?
Do the Dew. He was in the doo-doo for the Mountain Dew.
Was this like some like collector's edition or did he literally just want his bottle?
I mean, he was
on drugs,
right? That's
this is a guy who's got a fetish or something and he's hanging out in a porta potty.
Why?
Well, Katie, it's a big planet. There's a lot of weirdos out there.
So many weirdos. That's a new one.
There's a lot of people out there that are into a lot
That's
of weird things. And I can't reach the door.
Hey, learn something new, Jared.
I didn't even know you could fit down in there if you wanted to.
I didn't either.
Anyway, it made me laugh, too, because you did the Donor Dash this weekend.
I did.
And you had a funny observation about using the toilet.
Because I got there super early before the race started because I was emceeing it out there at Wash Park. And I walked into a different honey bucket before that, one that's just out there all the time. And I was like, oh, this was a...
Pass.
Immediately walked out. I was like, oh, my goodness. So I went to the honey buckets that were a part of the race, right?
Yeah.
And I went into it, and it was like 6:45 in the morning, and nobody had used this porta potty
yet. It's a fresh honey bucket.
I have never been in a brand new, never been pooped in honey bucket. Bucket, I tell you what. Yes! That's how I felt! I was so excited. I mean, I stood in. I didn't have to hold my breath. I got to hang out in there a little longer. I changed my shirt. I looked at the advertisements on the honey bucket.
Look at that!
You know,
you spent some time.
I never spend time in there long enough to look at, like, you could register to win your own honey bucket and everything.
Yeah, that's a good feeling, isn't
it? It was the best feeling
so good.
Ever. I was like, nobody has spread feces on these walls.
Yeah.
And this is it. This
I've
is
been, it's happened life. To me one time where I've walked in at a major event and it was a brand new, pristine, cleaned porta potty. And I proceeded to urinate all over the inside of that thing. I hosed that mother down. It was everywhere.
Break
You're
it
such
in.
A butt.
Oh, it's the best feeling ever. It's good to be king, right?